My wife and I were doing a segment for, I think it was Japanese television, on Haunted Hollywood. And we had done a number, we went to a number of movie stars' homes and examined the haunts and situation. And, and we talked to Bob Slatzer, who, you know, claims to have been married to Marilyn Monroe and told about the materialization of Marilyn Monroe in one night. And we were in the Roosevelt Hotel. Kelly Green was very accommodating. And down in the foyer of the basement, there is the full-length mirror that was Marilyn Monroe's favorite. And we are filming, as I say, and you know how a crowd gathers. And the director is saying, you know, please be quiet, please be quiet.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And Sherry and I are at the far end, and we're talking about the mirror. Now, the people can't really hear what we're talking about, but they just want to see what's going to be happening.
Mm-hmm.
So we just finally have this one scene. We've done it over, and we now have it right, and we think, boy, we've got it. And just as we're finishing, the guy says, hey, watch it. Cut out. What are you doing? And, you know, ruined it. So we turned around, and the director said, look, you know, I said you people could stand here, but you have to be quiet. You know, we're going to have to do this over. And the guy says, I'm sorry, but didn't you see her? And he says, that blonde woman just knocked right into me and hit me. He says, how about rude? Didn't you see her? And then he says, you know, if I didn't know she was dead, I'd swear it was Marilyn Monroe. Now, he didn't know that we were standing. He didn't know that was Marilyn Monroe's mirror. The Hollywood Roosevelt. Now, again, the incredible things that we experienced there. We were shooting yet another time for some other show. I don't remember which one. And Montgomery Clift. Now, some don't even know who that is. But, you know, he was a leading man.
In his day, sure was.
In his day. And his big, probably his movie that most people remember is From Here to Eternity.
Right.
Where he played the trumpet. He was the bugler. And so this was where he practiced, in this one room in the Hotel Roosevelt. So we thought it'd be kind of neat to film there and explain kind of the Hollywood history of hauntings and so forth. So she arranged for us to be in the room next to it. So we thought, oh, that's nice. So the cameraman would be there maybe 9 o'clock in the morning, and we'll be able to set up. And then we heard just like a raucous party going on. And we thought, well, it's enough she's letting us use the room. I suppose, you know, we couldn't ask her to keep it empty at night. And we hear this incredible noise going on all night until nearly dawn. And we think, boy, I hope they'll have time to clean it up, you know. And we go out then, and we have a little breakfast. We come back to the room, and Kelly is there, the concierge. And she says, well, the room's all ready for you. And I said, boy, you really got it cleaned up early. And she says, what do you mean? I said, well, the party that went on there last night, it was either, you know, a raucous party or a family of six kids or whatever. And she says, there was nobody there that night. I didn't rent it, so it'd be ready for you in the morning.
Oh.
Now, George, we were there to film and talk about a haunting. Here's the thing. The sounds were so normal, so natural, that we were totally taken in. I mean, we thought there was a party. Yeah, there was. But it was echoes of the past. It was ghosts. It was however you want to accept it in your reality, it wasn't in ours.
And you know, how do you explain that?
Yeah, well, how do you explain that?
You can't.
No.
You can't.
Unless you say that room, as people say, is haunted.
Exactly.
Carol Lombard, Clark Gable, Marilyn Monroe, people have encountered all of them in that hotel. I mean, it's a rich with tradition. The first Academy Awards were held there. I mean, it's just got it packed with emotions.
I would have liked to have met Marilyn Monroe, spirit or otherwise. I would have liked to have met her.
Well, we have a great story of her materialization there, and Joan Crawford's house. I mean, there again, Christina Crawford, her daughter, you know, Mommy Dearest.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible. We went through that house where fires were exploding. Right where Joan's bed used to be. And the people say, you know, they've had the fire. They don't own it now, I should say. Someone else owns it. But when we were there and we were filming another segment and investigating, the people said that they had called the fire department out so often because of these spontaneous flames bursting out. And then they saw many what would seem to be Joan and maybe a man or someone walking through the house. Now, Christina herself says that, you know, many of the spankings that she received from her mother, she didn't do that, but ghost children. There were ghost children who would make those messes and do those things, and then she got the blame for it.
You know what? And Mommy probably never believed her, did she?
Never believed her.
Which brings up an interesting question here in the last few moments we have this hour, Brad. Children always seem to have these imaginary playmates, mm-hmm. and the parents eventually talk the kid out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yet in some cases, the kid will go back and continue playing with this friend. Who is that person?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because since the movie The Sixth Sense, Bruce Willis, little Haley Joel Osment, I see dead people. Now parents tell me, oh, I think Johnny or Sally are seeing dead people, and I'm encouraging it. Don't do that. Stick with the imaginary playmate. Don't encourage your child to speak to dead people. Maybe that made a neat movie, but you don't do that to your child. You don't turn your child. Now, if the child, let him at least grow up. Let him be, you know, if this is a talent, if this is an ability, if this is a gift, whatever you want to call it, let it develop naturally. Don't be pushing your child to speak to dead people, because chances are, if you really create that kind of environment and you encourage it, you again are going to get something you are not prepared to deal with.